Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bye Guys.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. We are excited to be here today. My lips are chapped and I'm feeling jacked because I've been to the gym. Mm-hmm.
What happened with your lips?
I just told Mike I ate a gal's ass last night. It was amazing, but I'm worried I'm going to get sick. So yeah. Afterwards, I...
Was it amazing? You enjoy that?
Yeah. What was your name, Jim?
It is kind of... It's fun to do stuff where you're like, I could die.
Yeah.
It's like you eat ass for the same reason you eat like a gas station hot dog.
Yeah.
You're like, this could kill me.
Living on the edge. Yeah. You know?
Because I'm at a gas station.
It's two for one.
Yeah.
I call eating ass going to the gas station. Yeah.
You're like, I guess this is fine because other people do it.
Well, I'm taping on Sunday, so I'm like just hyper, like, I don't want anything to go wrong. And then
How did you feel last night?
I feel fine, but dude, I popped like six fucking zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, like chewables, you know.
Yeah.
I drank all this like immunity support. I've been like chugging orange juice, you know.
Now we got to get. We're like on the cusp of having a doctor who would just fix us.
Oh,
like I worked on a movie with Bobby once, and he felt like he was getting sick, and he just called Dr. Steve, who like sent him like something that just knocked it right out of him.
Dude, yeah,
that's what we need. We're right under the level. Where we can have a doctor who like takes texts and like sends you a prescription.
I have one of those. My lifelong best friend is a doctor, and I'll talk to him, and he'll if it's neat. Like when I was at Skankfest, and my back, I threw
your
my
lifelong
back
best friend is a doctor.
Yeah,
that's really funny.
Why?
Just you growing up with someone, and like they become a doctor, and you're.
Oh,
just
dude,
where you are.
His brother is my criminal defense attorney.
Uh-huh.
His other brother is an osteopath who is going to take a look at my back because my back is fucked up. Yeah. And his other brother is a private
jet pilot. I wonder if he's ever
going to
need you.
We get it. Your friends were Jewish growing up.
I wonder if he's ever going to need your expertise someday.
Well, I used to be a carpenter, so I've helped him out with that stuff, you know. And then I've written, like, wedding speeches for his brothers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, also because they do give me free legal counsel and medical care when they FaceTime me.
Yeah.
And they're literally like, we have a bunch of people here. Be funny. I'm like, okay. And then I'll just start like roasting people. It's like a fucking clown.
You shoot confetti out of your ass.
Yeah. But I.
Confetti.
I called him at Skankfest. And I was like, please help my back. And he got me steroids and non-narcotic pain medicine. It's like so helpful, but I don't think he's at the level that he could give us something to knock out something in our body.
Yeah, I want
like
shit that's not available to the public.
Yeah, I want a doctor that's like evil, rich money.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But my buddy, I texted him in the middle of the night and I was like, I feel like I'm gaining weight. What do you think of these diet pills? And he goes, I think you should stop shoving food in your fat mouth, you fucking pig. And I was like, doctor's orders.
That usually is the answer.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I'll be like, I have this. Is this bad? He's like, quit being a pussy. And I'm like, all right, you're a good doctor.
That is a very good doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike Racine's here, by the way.
Nice to be here.
Hi, everybody. Is there like a weird echo going on?
I don't know. Is there a little playback in here maybe?
Oh, weird.
I don't know. The fact that I've, this is what I've chosen to do with my life is deal with wires and microphones every day. I want to die.
Yeah, but what else are you
every
doing?
No, but the technical part of podcasting kind of drives me a little insane.
Oh.
I lost a file the other day, you know. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to recreate that.
How'd you lose it?
The Zoom got unplugged during, and I figured it would save, but.
Oh, that's so frustrating. So after like talking for an hour,
by the way, somebody's working at McDonald's right now listening to the show.
I know.
But yeah.
But I mean, that's the thing.
But
you
it's just
said
like,
it.
But it's just, if it is a little
chose
bit of a,
this. Yeah. You know, it's a choice. Every time something doesn't go my way, every time something's fucked up, every time something is whatever, I got to take a step back and go, yeah, I chose this. Nobody made me do this. I'm lucky enough I had the choice and I'm fortunate, no matter how shitty this feels in this rejection or this, like, I chose this, no one made me, so I'm not going to feel, you know, bad about it, even though it is good to feel, like, those emotions, but, you know,
as grumpy as I was getting up this morning to be here, I then have to remember I used to have to get up at 3:30 in the morning to get on a fucking truck and deliver mozzarella curd.
Yeah. And if you were like moving and not doing this, you'd be like, God, I fucking chose it. This sucks. Every day, you know, so it's like, it is like a grass is always greener type thing, I guess. But,
yeah.
You know,
sometimes I like moving though. You get to help people, you know?
Yeah, but you get to help people with this. We're helping people. We're making people laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real stretch to be like, we're helpers, but you know,
I think we're time taker uppers.
Yes, we are helpful background noise.
Let's not kid ourselves. We're background noise.
We are helpful background noise.
We're background noise for people that have to do real things.
Yeah. We're like time exterminators.
Yes.
All this time.
Yes.
We'll exterminate your time for you.
Yes. Yeah. Completely, irregardless if it was us or fucking Matt Rife in here, it wouldn't matter.
Yo, what's good, guys?
Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers be hating on me.
R.I.P. Pop Pop.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He was a real one.
Did you see his Fallon interview? It's funny because it's like, he was on Fallon. I was like, this is so boring. Stand-up comedy is so boring to talk about. We should be talking about stuff that's not.
I hate shop talk, and I hate when comics call like people that aren't comics civilians.
I hate that so
much. I called Bobby out on that on his podcast, and he got upset with me.
Civilians.
Yeah.
Like you're like we're at war.
Civilians.
Like we're wearing camo. And,
yeah, we're on the front line. He's like, no, but they're regular people. They don't do what we do. I'm like, yeah, they're people.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like I never called somebody a non-welder.
Oh, hey, is it cool if my friend comes? He's not a doctor. Yours was better.
Wait, can I? I have a story.
Yeah.
I gave Alex a piece of the information. I had to pull an all-nighter Tuesday by accident. So the kid that grows my strain, my weed strain, mailed cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And I took half of one Tuesday night, and then I messaged him. And I'm like, hey, man, how strong are these? Because it's hitting me hard. And he goes, those are LSD. And I was like, don't be a dick, man. Really, how much THC is in these? He's like, those are LSD. I'm not fucking with you. I'm like, dude, stop being a dick. That's really mean. I'm freaking out right now. How strong are these cookies? And he goes, I sent you a message. And I literally scroll up and it says, I am sending you LSD cookies.
Oh, my God. So when was this?
7:00 Tuesday night.
Did you eat the whole box?
No, thank God I only had half of one.
Yeah.
And so what happened?
I was with the lovely Mrs. Amico, who I did not want to upset, because then if she freaked out, I was going to freak out.
Of course. Oh, so you had to keep a secret.
So I had to white knuckle it.
On LSD?
And she puts on...
Oh, no.
What is the documentary about the cult that's like big right now? The lady who died and
Nexium?
They moved. What?
Nexium?
No, it's like the Love is God or what? Alex, do you remember what it's called?
No, I'm looking it up right now.
It's this lady like Mother God, and it's like a cult documentary.
Mother God.
It's like how a cab driver curses.
Love has won. Love has won.
Love has won. And dude, the whole last episode.
Mother bitch, fuck God.
No, you fuck.
Fuck your mother, God.
And the whole last episode, this bitch is dead, and they're moving her body place to place, thinking she's going to come back like Christ. Mm. So I'm watching people play with a dead body, tripping balls.
And you didn't see, dude?
She said three different times she asked if I needed to turn it off, because she would. I told her yesterday what happened. And she said she was just, we were watching and she would look at me and I was just watching TV like this. So I texted my buddy who's like, kind of like my drug Sherpa, like mm-hmm. a guy that like I can trust.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, you're not sleeping tonight, so don't even bother.
Oh my God.
So I had to pull an all nighter and I, dude, thank God I took half of this thing. I tripped for 16 hours.
And what did that look like for you?
It wasn't a lot of visual, like people looked drained of their color and like kind of fucked up, mm-hmm. but I wasn't like getting a ton of visuals
mm-hmm.
as much as like everything. Like I kept being like, the TV is very bright. Everything's very bright.
But you weren't like in a mental place of like.
No, well, I kept myself.
It's also worth saying that Zach, you don't do acid.
Yeah, I haven't done acid in 15 years. And I managed to stay grounded enough that it didn't freak me
out. Without telling anyone, you must have to have such a good mental constitution.
I talked to my buddy.
Freaked the fuck out.
My buddy kind of like, I messaged him like twice and he was like, you got this, don't worry.
His wife was like, wow, that was a good documentary. Let's put on Dumbo next.
I watched three episodes of WCW Monday Nitro, and then I watched 2.5 Men for 5 hours.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Because I wanted to watch something dumb.
Uh-huh.
I didn't watch an episode of 2.5 Men. I watched YouTube clips of 2.5 Men for 5 hours.
Oh, my God. Were you giggly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, Did you enjoy any of it?
Yeah, I had a blast.
Yeah.
I mean, it was exhausting. And then I was like looking at the clock and I'm like, all right, 6 in the morning, got to be up at 11. All right, 8 in the morning, got to be up at 11.
Oh, my
And then I was like, 10:45. Guess I'm not sleeping.
Jesus Christ.
Last Stand Up Me podcast. That's, are you liking my podcast in Spanish? And I know that because of our new sponsor at Babbel. I'm going to keep it really simple for you guys. The easiest way to learn a language is through immersion. And that's when you live somewhere where they speak the language. But Babbel is the new second best way to learn a language, which 1 in 5 Americans have on their bucket list. What Babbel is, a bunch of experts got together and they made this program where everything on it is conversational. It's all information and phraseology that you actually need. And in as little as 2 to 3 weeks, you can start speaking a new language with Babbel. It's not one of these apps that's a little more than a game where you just memorize. You actually learn the language through very, very simple ways. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. For instance, one study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. There's over 12 million subscriptions sold. Babbel is a real language learning tool for real conversations. And here's the special limited time deal for our listeners to get you started. Right now, you can get 55% off on your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/guys. That's BABBEL.com/guys. One more time, guys, babbel.com/guys for 55% off your subscription and start learning a new language today. Let's get back into the show.
Yeah, the last time I did acid, mushrooms would put me in a fucking wigged out, insane place up here of like just fear and terribleness. And acid every time was just like, just giggly fun.
I had one of my worst acid experiences. I got stuck in a laugh and I couldn't stop.
Oh,
and that sucked.
Yeah,
it was like painful.
It sounds awesome. That sounds like the best thing ever.
No, I hated it. Oh. I couldn't stop. It was like painful.
And just like,
dude, it was literally too much fun.
Yeah,
you couldn't handle it.
Yeah, I was too much. But
yeah, I'm afraid if I did acid again, I'd turn into the Joker. Just like,
I'm trying to get one of those cookies.
Yeah, no, I'll see. One of those is for you, I promise.
Yeah, why don't you give the other cookie to Alex?
Yeah, I will. I don't want it.
Have you ever done acid or mushrooms?
No, I think the D.A.R.E. program like scared the shit out of me.
My wife's the same way. She won't do anything because D.A.R.E. fucked her up.
Nuh-uh. Yeah. How did it fuck you up?
Just, you would see movies in health class about, like, you know, a kid did acid and he ripped his eyeballs out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, or like the one that my wife always is scared of is there was some college basketball player, signed with the NBA, did coke one
Len
time.
Len Bias.
Yeah, Len Bias.
And had a heart attack, right?
Yeah.
Now, what they don't say is that guy had, like, a severe heart problem that was undiagnosed. Oh.
Dude, D.A.R.E.? I specifically remember hating the D.A.R.E. officer so much, thinking he was such like a bootlicker. I mean, that's stupid. He's an officer, but like, you know what I mean? He was just such a like rule player, and I always hated that. And immediately after D.A.R.E., I was like, I'm going to at least smoke weed.
You know what's funny? We had a D.A.R.E. cop that came like to our elementary school, and one day he was like playing wall ball with us, and this kid grabbed his gun. Dude, it was so funny. He's like, whoa, what are you doing? He's like, this kid, Nelson, he just reaches and grabs the cop's gun. He's like, yo, wait, what are you doing? He's like, I just wanted to feel it. He's like, you never do that. You never grab an officer's gun.
Yeah, and
he just grabs the cop's gun.
Why would he have to have the gun on him?
I don't know.
To play with children.
I don't know. Yeah.
Dude, our D.A.R.E. officer.
Wait, hold on, real quick. Please. While Zach tells the story, Alex, can you look up the video of the Miami-Dade police officer that shoots himself in the foot while he's giving a gun safety class to children?
Our D.A.R.E. officer used to do magic. When we were little kids, he had like magic tricks. He had like he had like a cigarette box where you like make stuff disappear and shit.
And now I'm gonna make my marriage of 17 years disappear.
Look, my wife's eye is one color, now it's black. Officer Mike. But then the thing that sucked is when we were all in high school, Officer Mike is who would arrest us. Cause it was a small town. So I got arrested by my D.A.R.E. officer.
Oh my God.
In high school. Like, Jesus, we all got Christ. Arrested by the guy that told us not to do drugs.
Dude, we didn't have D.A.R.E. so much as we just had a health class teacher come in and tell us, and she was in recovery, but she was like so old that it wasn't like related. It'd just be so much more beneficial to have like a regular person who's in recovery come in and be like, look, like this is what it is, instead of like a cop. Just using fear.
Right. Of course, yeah.
Because also it's like, I learned about more drugs than I knew about before I went, I had these programs.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you ever have an AIDS guy come and talk to you? We had an AIDS assembly with an AIDS man.
He had a name, Zach.
It was a big fat guy. He looked like Paul Bear.
Big fat guy.
And he talked about having AIDS, and one of the
why
questions.
Why do y'all might think that I'm just a regular?
The kid asked, when's the last time you had sex?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, with myself in the bathroom this morning.
No.
Yeah, I remember he told an assembly of seventh graders how he
God.
He thought that was like an own, but they were just laughing.
Yeah, everyone's like, weird. You sprayed AIDS cum on yourself. Awesome.
Radioactive AIDS cum.
Hopefully that was at home. and not here in the boys' room.
Yeah. Dude,
they had to pay that guy like $4,000 for the speaker's fee. Just taxpayer money to him saying, I jerked off this morning.
I jerked my AIDS dick off.
But
this
we had like a Hell's Angel come to our health class and talk
that's
about
cool.
It. Yeah, but he handed out like Bible pamphlets at the end.
That's not cool.
He was like, yeah, and he told a story to a bunch of seventh graders about like how he murdered a guy, him and his friends.
Oh,
like
my
beat
God.
A guy to death. Yeah.
Jesus, that's awesome.
He goes, the last time I was in jail was for was murder one. He starts crying a little bit.
Oh God.
I think that was the most uncomfortable I've ever been in my whole life. Jesus. Watching sitting in my on
well,
my
they
desk.
Killed a guy from a Mexican watching. Gang. It was murder one.
Yeah. All right, that's your show.
Alex, do you have the video?
No, it turns out another cop shot himself in Miami-Dade, and it's all that's coming up. He had an argument with his wife and shot himself on the highway.
Oh, fuck. We got cool. The video?
No, it used to be on E-Bomb's World.
Dude.
It's a black cop with dreads. He's like jacked, and he's leading a class, and he's talking about gun safety. And then he shoots himself in the foot and tries to reroute his lesson into that being a part of what he was trying to show them.
I don't know.
He shoots himself and he's like, "That now, see that it's that's good that happened. That's good that you see you never do that." And he's limping and he's like, "Okay, everybody, calm down." It's okay, really fucking funny.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, play it all from the beginning. I'm so happy.
Of course.
I have a gun on my side right here. Just this week, at the beginning of the week, a young boy, not even 16 years old, was killed because he was playing with a gun. And see, this is an unloaded gun. Right here, this is a gun.
I've never seen this.
This is great.
This is a Glock 40. 50 Cent, Too Short, all of them talk about Glock 40. Okay, I'm the only one in this room professional enough that I know of to carry this Glock 40. I'm the only one. No, is everybody all right? You all right? Nah, that's it. Whoa. I got it. Yeah.
He's really taking it like a champ.
Yeah, I'm here. Listen up, guys. But, listen up. And I made a mistake. So listen to me. Guys, listen to me. Yeah, listen to me. See that how the accident happened? It can happen to you, and you can be blown away. Okay? So, guys, never play with guns. See how that happened? They happen. Okay, now I'll probably never be able to show guns again.
You know what a good cop you have to be to realize you're black halfway through a lesson and shoot yourself?
Alex, how funny is that?
What's crazy is that, like, I think he was too embarrassed to, like, feel the pain. Like, he never
screamed. He was too embarrassed to ask for help.
He never acted like it hurt at all, but you know, like, he was literally just embarrassed. Like, he didn't even go, like, ah, that fuck, you know?
dude, he didn't panic. He didn't scare anyone. He ended up making it seem like it was part of the lesson, but, like, the ability to shoot yourself with a gun while telling people about gun safety and going, now if I can do this, imagine what you could do.
Now that does happen sometimes.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's naming rappers. He's 50 Cent, Too Short, this is a gun they all use. I'm the only one who is allowed to use this in this room. If you... It's a lesson.
Question.
Answer.
I have a memory that was unlocked. I want to know if this was fucked up. In like second or third grade, my best friend at the time's dad was a detective. And he was supposed to have a big birthday party and it snowed. So just, and his family couldn't come. So just me and our other friend went to his house.
Is this
for his
the
birthday.
Blizzard of 93?
Yes.
96?
I want to say that might be it.
If you were in second, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, it might have been 96, yeah.
Because there was a blizzard in 93 when I was in second grade.
It might have been 96 then. Okay. But
those were great blizzards.
There was like up to the, taller than you.
I remember at this little, it was like, so he had like a little birthday party for the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the detective, his dad, said, "Do you guys want to hold my gun?" And he let us all pass his gun around and point it. And this is, I remember this so clearly because I wasn't allowed to go to this guy's house anymore after this because I told my parents. He let me point his gun. He goes, "Yeah, imagine pointing that at one of your teachers."
No.
Yep.
Oh my God.
This little fat Zach.
What a psycho.
Holding a fucking gun.
Jesus Christ.
Eating pizza. We were literally eating pizza, holding a gun. It was a great day.
What a fucking
Zach
monster.
Zach starts thinking about him, like, taking over the school, like, becoming the principal.
We played football in the snow, ate pizza and gummy bears, and held a gun.
That's
it was a great day.
That's the best snow day ever.
It was. Yeah. I mean, for a little kid, it was a great day.
Oh, my God. Dude.
That's so funny, because it's like, when you're a parent, you know, it's like, you're bored, you want your kid to do something that's not sit in front of the TV. So you're like, I'll take my gun out. Because he's watched so much TV today.
Yeah, I'll just give him a gun.
Yeah. No, we played hide and seek too.
Yeah, and he's barreling, doing army rolls trying to find you. Where are you?
Snow football, hide and seek, pizza gummy bears, play with a gun.
Unloaded gun.
Sure.
Oh my God. Did your parents say anything to the dad?
No, I think I just wasn't allowed to go there.
My parents would have lost their shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small town. I don't think they could because he was like one of the five detectives in town. Right?
Oh my God. What a fucking alternative version of Copland. That's a great movie, by the way.
Yes, it is.
You saw it recently?
Yeah, and I watch it like three more times. When I see a movie I really like, I watch it over and over.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about poop. You got spicy poops, you got hot poops, you got messy poops. Well, guess what? You need Tushy. Go to HelloTushy.com today and change the way you clean your asshole. With over 100,000 five-star reviews, see why millions of people are pooping better and living better, and you get a 30-day risk-free guarantee with a 12-month warranty. What's Tushy? It's a bidet. It installs in your current toilet, hooks right up to your water, and it sprays water up your butt. If you got poop on your arm or your leg, would you want to just wipe it off with a piece of paper and consider yourself clean? No. Why treat your asshole any differently? It changes the way you feel. You walk around feeling cleaner, feeling fresher. Sometimes I ain't even shit, and I'll just use the bidet so that I feel a little nice, you know? You feel a little clean, you know? Sometimes you've been walking around a while. You got a little swampy butt. Well, guys, stop wiping and start washing today. Go to HelloTushy.com/guys and use our promo code GUYS for 10% off your first order. One more time, guys. That's promo code GUYS at HelloTushy.com for 10% off. Change the way you clean your butt. Let's get back into the show.
And I'm rewatching Confession Killer. You know about that?
Mm-hmm.
Henry Lee Lucas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just wild. Drinking strawberry milkshakes, getting fat, losing his teeth.
Oh, dude. The one guy that studied Bundy ended up like basically having access to him nonstop. And he's like, the first thing I recognized about him was that he was a pig. He was grotesque, rotten, awful. The smell was dirty. And it's a picture of this guy with like a droopy eye, missing teeth. Like,
you want to hear a funny story? There's a porno store in my hometown, and it's always been there. It's just on the highway. It's called Video Express. But they wanted to like get permits to put like an addition on it to make it bigger. So my grandmother and my uncle went to this protest at City Hall to like protest the expansion, the porno store that was already there. And apparently they played a video of Ted Bundy being like, porn made me do it.
Oh, that's amazing.
At the town council
meeting.
That's
awesome. Yeah. Did they expand the building?
I think they did, yeah. Yeah, I think they did.
Didn't help.
Yeah.
Didn't help.
But it's so funny to be like, look what Ted Bundy says about pornography.
There was a porn protest in my town a couple years ago because Exotica used to be at the convention center in Secaucus.
Right.
And the mayor got it banned, and then he got caught being a fucking bad boy, and it made me feel great.
What it always is.
Did you ever see that video of Connor O'Malley at the porn convention?
No.
He's like doing interviews, and then he pretends to get a phone call. He's like, what? A stroke? Oh my God, is he okay? And he's like, he's talking to people. He's like, my pop-up just had a stroke.
No. Can you please find that, Alex?
And he's like doing interviews while he's like sad about his grandpa with these porn stars. And he's talking to this guy. He's like, the guy's like, you should go home to see him. He's family's number one. He's like, but jacking off's pretty great, right? And he's like, no, family's number one.
Oh, fuck.
Now, how much of those porn conventions are just dudes paying for privates and fucking those chicks in the hotel rooms upstairs?
Oh.
I don't know.
Because you figure they gotta all do private sessions. If they've got a room and they're on tour.
You know what's funny? I went down a rabbit hole of looking at Adriana Chechik's Instagram. And there was some, I don't know how I got on this guy's page, but he had pictures of him and her, like Exotica, AVNs, whatever, right? And I saw you had a post. It was like a reel of all these photos of her. And it was, for the first like 20 seconds, it was all photos of him and her at conventions. And the whole thing was like, thank you for being my friend. You've always had my back. I always have yours. I'll always stand up for you. You're the kindest. Through the years, we've been there for each other. And I'm like, oh, this guy's psychotic and thinks he has a friendship with a fucking porn star that he sees at a convention. Mm. And then as a real one on longer, it's like them out to lunch, them on roller coasters, them like hanging out, driving together. And I'm like, oh, are they like legitimate friends, or is this guy still like paying for her time? Like, I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Because every other picture in his thing was him and porn girls at conventions. And I'm like, did he meet her in a meet and greet and then like hit it off to become lifelong friends with her? Like,
absolutely not. Happen? That guy was paying to hang out.
You think?
100%.
You think?
Have you seen the guys that go to porn? It's all Indian dudes with their t-shirts tucked in.
He was an Indian dude.
Yeah.
Also, dudes with disabilities. I went to Exotica once, and there were a lot of wheelchairs, like that kind
Horror
of thing.
Horror cons are the same. It's a lot of chairs, a lot of crutches. Yeah, a lot of mobility issues.
Why don't you want to be my friend, Mother God? Fuck.
That's the name of the episode, Mother God, by the way. Yo, I went to Comic-Con in, I think, Phoenix, Arizona, like last year, 2 years ago or something, and there was obese Spider-Man, and he smelled so bad. Like
as an attraction or just walking around?
No, he was Spider-Man, but he was like large.
Yeah.
But he had his long hair sticking out of the fucking thing. And just
what's
like,
what's wrong with that?
B.O. It was just off-putting.
Yeah.
Because you would take a picture with him and you would just like get a whiff of this. No, you fucking fucking loser. I'm painting a picture, you dumb shit. Yeah, he was like, he wasn't as big as Zach. He was right in the wheelhouse of Racine, you fat fuck. Piece of shit.
I think I look pretty good, actually. I have good mass. I just got to slim down a little bit.
You need I a think breast reduction.
Wrestling Why shows are the stinkiest that? People. There's the stinky. There was a guy, the last deathmatch show I went to, there
I
was a guy
why
that smelled.
Is.
There was two good dudes that smelled so bad, and it was the kind of BO that smells like vinegar. You know, like when somebody stinks and they smell like Blimpy?
Why is that? That those people stink bad, the people that go to Comic-Con, why is it?
I think it's a depression.
The depression hygiene thing.
Depression hygiene thing. It's like when you can smell somebody coming into the room.
Yeah.
And there's like that bit. Dude, have you ever seen, there's a picture, it was somebody put it online, it was a wrestling company, and they wrote, this is why we don't provide chairs anymore. And it was two folding chairs, and the seats were covered in shit streaks.
Ew.
Because dudes like, had their ass cracks out because they had like fat guys with like tight jeans on and their shit had streaked down the middle of the chair through the show. There's a guy that goes to like Magic the Gathering tournaments and just takes pictures with dudes' butt cracks who aren't paying attention.
Oh, that's very funny. That's very funny.
But he poses like the way you would pose with like a nice car.
Yeah.
Like the rapper pose, and it's just dudes' ass cracks hanging out the back of their chair.
Now, do you think people that go to these wrestling conventions, people that go to the anime, people that go to like Comic-Con, porn, do you think that when they go there, they get all the pictures, when they leave, they should be led into a shed and just shot in the back of the head? Do you think the world would be a better place?
They're like, hey, Black Widow's in there. They just take him into a dark room.
Where? Keep going. It's Anton Sugar from No Country for Old Men.
Yeah. With the cattle prod. Thing.
Oh, fuck. Oh, let's do plugs.
Yeah, let's get plugs out of the way. Mr. Yet. Racine, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
Okay, so first of all, breast reductions are very expensive. But if you could check out my podcast, Out for Smokes, I think it's a lot of fun. I like what we're doing. And I'll be in Des Moines, Iowa on December 16th. At Teehee's Comedy Club. Bad name for a club, but fun room. Get your tickets at MikeRacineComedy.com.
Hell yeah. Guys, just check me out online at Zach is not funny on Instagram. I got a bunch of one-nighters I'm putting together. I'll announce some dates very soon.
Yeah. Hey, the one-nighters are great.
Yeah, I'm trying to do like a Midwest run.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find somebody to basically I'm finding two comics to split me.
Yeah.
Like one will drop me off with the next one.
Oh, that's cool.
And I want to do a week straight
like
of one.
Like you're a child of divorce.
Yeah, picked up.
Yeah, that's fun. Just an awkward drop off.
Drive you halfway. Yeah.
I'll meet you in the parking lot of the Piggly Wiggly. Nice. That's where our designated drop off is.
Great.
Hi, everybody. IAnimal69 on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. IanFidance.com for tickets. I got a lot of dates coming up. I'm coming to Philadelphia, Calgary, Tampa, Sacramento, Portland, Seattle, San Diego, a bunch of stuff. So come on out, get tickets. It's a lot of fun. I'm taping my first special this Sunday, December 3rd. It's sold out, but we just opened limited seating on the balcony, so you can get those at IanFidance.com. And check out my other podcast, B and Ian with Jordan, every Wednesday on YouTube, patreon.com/BandIanPod. And Zach, if people enjoy the show, tell them what the fuck can they do?
Hey, what the fuck can you do? You can go to GasDigital.com, the new Gas Digital, and use the promo code GUYS, G-U-I-S, for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the great shows available on the Gas Digital Network. You can also go to MerchEngine.com, where we have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. And thank you for wearing merch after shows. It truly, truly means a lot. Yes. Alex really wants us to do this first story. Apparently, nobody's talking about it.
Real quick, before we get into that, what is Teehee's Comedy Club?
It's a club in Des Moines, Iowa.
Because I keep seeing you post about this, and I'm like, it's called Teehee's?
Yeah.
That I love that's a throwback to the fucking like.
Ian goes to a club called Sheehees. Yep. They're now tees.
I have a lifelong membership.
I accidentally get a plane ticket to go to Sheehees. Yeah. Like, no. Now he's got to get to his gig because he accidentally went to Ian Finance.
Racine's a tee.
Trans prostitute club.
Tees is a Michael Jackson themed comedy club.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high, and so do I. So today, let's go to YoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to mostly everywhere in the country, and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs, but let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff works and needs to be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Let's get back into the show.
Yeah, let's look at this.
Yeah, tell us about this first story, Alex. You seem to be very excited about it.
Okay.
You want to help me fill in the blanks? Okay, so I feel like nobody on Gas Digital is talking about this because we're not sports people.
We're not sports people.
But Josh Giddey is an NBA player, originally from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
He's 22 or 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's recently come to light that he's kind of very publicly been dating high schoolers, like 15, 16. There's a debate on
what's wrong with that?
There's a debate on how old the girl is.
How is that a problem?
And there's now a fresh debate on how many high schoolers he was publicly dating.
And that's
now,
Josh Giddey?
Josh Giddey.
Yeah, if I was fucking 15-year-olds, I'd be Giddey too.
Now,
you're just saying that because you're not a parent.
What's the picture of the guy look like? And I'll put my mind in the mind of a 15-year-old girl. Okay, yeah.
If I was very handsome.
A little bit.
Looks like Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Who's he play for?
He plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The Oklahoma City pedophiles. Do we have a picture of any of these girls?
Did just you
for reference?
Well, you can't.
No.
I thought you're not allowed to have pictures of minors.
Okay, but the issue here is that she was all over the internet being like, I'm going to see my boyfriend, Josh Giddey. And
oh,
like,
man.
There's been
Can
videos.
Can you imagine being a pedophile with a child that is like Instagram famous?
Then you could tell that there's like a certain point.
That's not funny to you? Like being a pedophile.
And you're not famous, but and she is.
Yes, yes, yeah. Or no, no. I was thinking like a boy, like that's like an Instagram influencer that's like 12. You're a pedophile, and they like are a YouTube vlogger, and they have to talk about like what they're doing, but they don't know something's wrong with
you're
it.
You're standing next to her at Six Flags, yeah, and you, you look like shit.
And they're just and like, hey.
And you're like 38 years old. Like, your boyfriend reveal.
What?
Soft launch.
And your face is blurred and your voice is deep.
Well, we started dating.
So here's the chick. Her name is Liv Cook.
What?
In the group chat.
Hey, guys. I dated Josh. We don't have to talk about it.
Well, so, I mean, that's a 15-year-old with some years on her. But that's a party girl. Right.
Yeah, the other thing
yeah,
is...
Yeah, that's a Tallahassee 15.
There's leaked like Snapchats that she sent her friends mm-hmm. of like her and them together naked. Mm-hmm. And some of the other things... So she's from Newport Beach, California. He's from Australia and plays in Oklahoma City. And last summer he was caught with multiple speeding tickets in Newport Beach near where she near the high school.
Through her school zone.
And people like immediately
these tickets are gonna ruin me.
He's just speeding by trying to impress him. My car go fast. I mean, this guy's a throwback to the players of yesteryear.
Yeah, okay. First of all,
you think Will Chamberlain's 10,000 women were all of age?
Right.
You know?
I'm just saying her parents have to have some response. If your 15-year-old daughter is hanging out with an adult NBA player. You know, everybody fucked up here.
First of all, I don't think she's 15. Second of all, if that her voice and actions in that video punt her to another planet. Right. She is the worst.
I'm yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, and I think it's fine to fuck teenagers.
Allegedly, the video is from an 18-plus club, which is why it's assumed that she was overage.
Oh.
And right now, so there's been an investigation going on. He's already lost like a $30 million endorsement deal from... cereal company in Australia.
From hearsay.
And recently police have been having troubles because the parents don't want to cooperate with the investigation.
No, because they got a fucking goose egg. They got a fucking golden goose waiting for him to fucking bust a load inside that fucking kid to make another kid.
I'm trying to find it right now, but I saw a video originally posted last February where she's very clearly wearing like a little schoolgirl uniform.
Oh no!
Yeah, when this first happened,
those at sex shops.
No, it's legit. I went to Catholic school. I know the difference.
No, yeah,
somebody posted the yearbook photos from her where she's like a sophomore in like last chess year. Club or something.
Role playing. Do you think and this was last year?
Yeah.
It's been going on since last year, allegedly.
And she was a sophomore, you said?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
first
really,
of all,
that's really Josh.
She was a sophomore.
What?
Now, what's the age of consent in Australia? Maybe he's confused.
14.
It's one of those things where it's different in different areas. For the most part, it's like 15, 16.
You think that's a child? This is a child.
Yeah, I mean, show that video again. She seems so obnoxious.
It's like, come on a girl 16 or younger.
you are an NBA player. You have access to the fattest ass, hottest Latinas ever.
Yeah.
And you're going after some dumb blonde fucking young girl. You're disgusting. Disgusting. Go. Let me see it. God, if I was an NBA player, I would just love any girl that looked like Meg Thee Stallion or Rihanna and Selena combined.
I mean, listen, of course it's wrong. That's without a doubt. But, like, all of us remember being that age, and there were girls whose boyfriends picked them up who were, like, that age. Like, they all had...
Dude,
there
was a girl in high school that...
There was a girl in middle school whose boyfriend picked her up in a car.
And her boyfriend was in college,
yeah.
And everyone was like, wow, she's so mature.
Yeah.
I have the opposite of that. When I was in 8th grade, there was this girl I knew. She was in 11th grade, and I, like, asked her to go to the movies, and she, like... said yes, but I think just to be nice, like she was gonna go as friends. And I remember in 8th grade thinking like, I'm gonna have a girlfriend. Like, and imagine you're in 11th grade and your boyfriend goes to middle school. Oh. I remember being on the bus like, I'm the man. I did it. I put myself out there, and now I'm gonna have a girlfriend in high school.
A MILF.
When I was in 9th grade, I hooked up with a senior.
Really?
Yeah.
But she was good. Atrocious.
That's cool though.
No, dude. She was. I mean, for me, it was bad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it was low tier. Uh-huh. And I still remember thinking I was pretty fucking awesome for it.
Yeah. That is. I mean.
But looking back, she really was a loser.
Let's see.
In the group chat.
So here's the thing.
This guy's an
This
NBA
is unacceptable.
Player, and
we're not saying that 15-year-olds don't have smooth skin and tight ass.
Yeah.
We're not saying that. We're saying it's wrong to date
I'm just
them.
Saying no matter we're what saying, age. I mean, yes, obviously, we're wet. This is fucking wrong. Josh Giddey, you're
It's 100%
an
wrong unless she has tattoos.
Yeah, right.
But even if that woman was 26...
This is her profile.
No just way.
Like, she posted it.
Maybe they're just hanging out.
Dude, that is... Wait, that's her Instagram, Lil V-Neck Shawty?
Did you guys have sex in high school?
No, that's not her Instagram, but this
you did,
is something she shared. This photo is something she shared.
Oh my God, that's insane. What a dumb clout-chasing bitch. Like, even if she was fucking 26... And if I was dating a girl and they were 26 and I'm Josh Giddey and she's a video going, I'm dating Lala, but he doesn't want me to talk. I'd be like,
be quiet.
Get out.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. What a clout chasing fucking loser.
Yeah, but or even any 15-year-old girl who is dating somebody that wasn't even famous is going to be like that. They're just, they have dog brains. They're children.
They really do have not develop brains. Yeah.
So like she's gonna tell
idiots.
If she had a regular 26, not famous 26-year-old boyfriend, she'd be on Snapchat saying, I have a 26-year-old boyfriend.
Right. Yeah. And they make it hard for us old guys to date high schoolers. Yeah.
It's hard to believe in God when you see something like that, because God was like, all right, so I'm gonna make girls and when they're 14, their tits are developed and they make you horny. But their brains are not going to be.
Yeah.
And some people are going to take advantage of that and fuck them. It's like, God is disgusting.
God is evil.
He's evil. He's
God
evil.
Is you just turned me into an atheist.
Yeah.
But it's hard to explain that to people.
That was like
I'm not attracted to her brain.
Not real. Not real, yeah.
No one's ever been attracted to
Ladies and gentlemen, you're debating like
no one's ever been attracted to a girl's brain.
You're debating some priest. Yeah, you're... Well, that would be... Yeah.
No one's ever...
You're debating a priest and a rabbi, and you're like, these freaks would have you believe that... And what kind of God gives a 14-year-old a tight... Look at this 14-year-old's ass up here.
I'm into big adult
look at her
titties.
Tight
they
little
just
ass.
Happen to be on a child.
Yeah.
This rabbi here has to wipe baby dick blood off his lips so he can fucking talk, and I'm in trouble?
Yeah.
Like, these people got mad when me and Lewis were talking about the fucking Cash Me Outside girl.
What happened with that?
People were mad because she was, like, 16. She's a little younger, and but I was trying to say, like, she's got big Jew tits. Those tits could be on a tree, and I would go, I want to fuck that tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but then don't, when you find out how old the tree is, you're like, I'll go to a different tree.
Well, I didn't ask to count the rings.
My own age.
Yeah. Where's the old withering forest?
Yeah. Hey, sometimes you're in the mood for a sapling.
I need an age appropriate.
Yeah, come on,
yeah,
dude.
But she looks really,
how old
she looks
is she
really
there?
Young. She's
30.
Yeah, that's 30. She's
no.
not 30.
No, but she's young there, but she looks 30. She looks weathered. And think about all like
none
the
of
group,
it's good.
All the famous groupie chicks were all like 12.
I know.
Are we the Rolling Stones are in fucking have a new album out and nobody's mad?
Sure.
You don't think they fucking ran through some fucking children?
Well, what I'm saying is Josh Giddey.
Yeah, but
I mean, would anyone even heard about him if he didn't do this? You know,
he's like, I know what I'll do to get some attention. No one's noticing me for my basketball ability, so I'll just maybe I'll fuck a teenager.
Dude, he's a white guy in the NBA. He's a fucking unicorn.
Yeah, right.
He's already got it.
How come no one notices me?
I'm over here shooting threes all day, doing layups.
How old are you? 24. No. No, thank you.
Yeah, but he's from Australia, so everything's upside down, so he thinks she's 51.
There we go.
We're calling it there. Thank you guys for tuning in to Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. Thank you to our awesome guest, Mike Racine.
Thanks
Please
for
go see
me.
Him on the road. And listen to Out for Smokes. Very, very fucking funny podcast.
Thanks.
And on behalf of myself, everyone in the booth, and my good friend Einon Fidance, this is Zach Amico saying, bye guys.